It happened again.
Yes, it happened again. Mm-hmm. I made a commitment that I was going to show up 30 days and show up 4 p.m. West African time. But guess what? Yesterday, I wasn't able to fulfill that commitment. And I felt really bad. Yeah. Felt like I had signed and said, given my word, and I did not honor the word. It was really, really bad. And I noticed that, why did I feel bad? And I asked myself that, when I felt bad like this in the past, what did I do? Usually I would just quit and remove my hand and say, no, I'm no longer doing it. I think it's not for me. I think I was stupid to have committed 30 days. I think my past self was stupid. He didn't understand what it took. And all of the time, I was like, how could you have been so stupid to commit to 30 days of podcasting? You shouldn't have done that. You didn't need to do that. There was really no need to do that. And so now I'm like, phew. When you fall, you rise up and you keep going. When you fall, you rise up and you keep going. And with the idea of writing, when you fall, you rise up and you keep going. And so what am I doing? Instead, I'm using a better approach. And what's this approach we're talking about? Well, it's simple. For every time I fall, I start again. What does it mean? Does it mean I will delete my old episode? No, nothing like that. And so what is the strategy that I'm using in order to get better? It's simply every time I fail, I start again. I build momentum until it consistently becomes something that is not so hard for me. But I know that there's a reason why this thing has been so hard. There's a reason why showing up has been hard. There's a reason why I've not been committed to podcasting and even writing itself. Why? I ask myself, and I'm like coming up with different suggestions. One of the suggestions I came up with was, maybe it's because you do not have a writing life itself, strong and to the core. Maybe it's because you're not working on something interesting enough to discuss. That's why it's hard to create content. That's why it's hard, because there is nothing to document. All you have is you wishing, agonizing, crying day and day out. Oh, I wish my life was better because I was chasing my dreams, but you're not. And so you don't want to start talking on a podcast about how regrettable it is that you're pained that you do not create what you ought to create. Yes, I'm like, okay. And so what are the projects I want to work on? I have no idea, but I'll work on that. And over the next episodes, I'll talk about those things. And I also would like to bring my opinion on different subject matter and introduce that to a lot of persons and say, okay, this is it. This is what I like doing. This is what I love creating. And now I've been looking at my lifestyle, because, you know, when you ask yourself that I'm going to write every day, I'm going to podcast every day, and I'm talking about podcasting because some of us are creative writers and also content creators. Not all of us do, but just saying that sharing your work, that's just the word sharing your work, not necessarily content creator, because we all share our work in a different way. When you commit to sharing our work daily, now it might not be feasible for every form, but when we commit to sharing our work daily, there's something that happens in our head. A full cycle of creation happens in our head. Now, of course, there's the option of batching, but batching is different. Look, committing to posting every day, there is a reason why we do that. Because it's not so good to just say, let's make 20 videos, 30 videos in a day and post it. No, it's because over the days, as we keep making content, our skills keep compounding. See, even though you might not be working on content every time, it's in your brain. As long as you made that commitment and you've done it the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, your brain has noticed that, oh, this is something that it does every day. And so your subconscious is thinking, is making strategy. And sooner or later, you start coming up with ideas and you're like, I wasn't even thinking of that. I did not even think of it. It just came. Wow. It's how a work might be really hard for you to do, and then sooner you start. And as you start, it seems the way starts paving. And you know that if I had not started, these insights wouldn't have come. There would have been no way I would have gotten this insight. Same thing with the podcasting. I need a better approach towards it, creating it. And one of the things I've noticed is that creating the content in the day doesn't really work. So what I'll do is I'll spend 1 to 2 hours very early in the morning, like maybe 3 in the morning or 2 in the morning, and record and and scheduled for publishing by 4 p.m. that same day. Because the night is somewhat quiet and tranquil for recording a podcast, for expressing and having a discourse, unlike the night. Yes, unlike the night. So if you do have any suggestions, reach out to me, but I'll keep podcasting. If I miss a day, I'll start over again, but I'll keep podcasting for the next 30 days. And then before I make my commitment to bi-weekly every 2 weeks. Now, why am I doing this? I'm doing this because of what I know that podcasting for the next 30 days would help me to do. It is a way for me to help myself. So it's not necessarily about views, of course, listeners and downloads. That's one aspect of it. Majorly, it's more of creating and sharing my work. And so I'm looking back on my life and say, what can I create that I can talk about? That way I don't have to go out of my way to create content. I'm just like, say, hey guys, today I wrote a short story. Why I write a short story? I had this insight. You know, just talk about the process, the behind the scenes of what I'm working on. Yes. And basically that's the approach I want to use. And next episodes, I would talk more and it'll be longer than this. And yeah, need to progress system to allow me to be consistent. Showing up every day for the next 30 days. If it was that easy, everybody would be doing it. But I have to set up a system, set up a framework, and set up a time block. Because right now I'm looking at my life and I'm like, there is no time specifically designed for the task that you want to do. And this is it. If you don't have time for something, if you're not giving your time to something, then you're not really serious about it. Because I feel that time is life, because we'll have a lifetime. And because we have a lifetime, that is the measure at which our life is measured. What have I said? I'm just repeating the same words again and again. But in essence, what it means is, you're like lifetime. The life is measured in time. You live 50 years, you live 40 years. Time. So the best way. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being on the journey with me. I feel like I'm talking to myself. I think I'm having a therapy session. I feel like I'm having a dialogue with myself. It's something I would do anyway. So why not just have it in the podcast and let it benefit others too? So probably someone will listen to it. Probably they won't turn. You know, I have to be okay with getting the benefit of sharing my work. And I know it might sound selfish, but I have to be. And I have to be also be generous enough to make good content for my past self, yeah. Yeah. More like when I pass stage one, make content that I'm stage two, that's that my past self would have found useful in stage one. But majorly not necessarily. Just share. Yeah. Just share my work kindly, with generosity. Not because I am good, I am the best, but because I am kind and generous enough to share. That's why. Not because I have everything. Because I choose to share. Yeah, I think that's the approach. Thank you so much for listening. I have been Oyemechi Nwankonam, and you've been listening to the Good Writing Podcast. And I'll see you when I see you. Until next time, keep writing and keep moving. Thank you.